This is Do The Spray FM, Pan-African Radio. This is Do The Spray FM, Pan-African Radio.
You are welcome to today's morning spray. Coo-coo-roo, coo-coo-coo-coo-coo-coo-coo. Wake up, wake up, Africa. Wake up, wake up. Your girl Aduke Ade is right here on the MIC this morning on today's Wake Up Call.
They warn you, they warn you, Aduke Ade,
son uncles,
Nana Aduke Ade.
Wake up, it's the morning wake up call on Juju 3 FM. Do not forget, this is the first and only Pan-African radio, and we set out to do something regarding African entertainment. Your girl at the day right here on Juju 3 FM. Don't you change that dial.
This is Juju 3 FM, Pan-African radio.
If you are just joining us, this is Juju Spray, the first and only truly Pan-African media house, and of course your girl Ajoke is right here on the MIC. What you feel do for us today now, make you support us, support this ministry, make you go to the permanent site. Just up now, where they find the donate button, go to our website www.jujuspray.com. You can see the paper there, open your day. Put down for Juju 3. Why do you have Global Transformation Limited? They also help us collect Naira. Put down there. 0714456525. Send your receipt to Juju 3 official at gmail.com or +12122569117. With your girl, Ajoke. There's so much for us to learn today, to do today. And there is a clarion call for all of us. Okay, we started a series, and this is about our Obodo Oyinbo, them people will be saying they are intentional in the way they do us. And I'm going to be fast so that today we would be able to cover all.
8,000 miles to this dreary spot in Manchuria to see. Raymond, pull your chair over here by me, please. I am sure you've all heard the old wives' tale, but no hypnotized subject may be forced.
Okay, now to make it easier for some of us, we'll be saying no understand. But it's off you pay. Lowe ni lo gidi This is a group of white men who have been hypnotized, brainwashed, and made to believe, see Odidiomo in lele yo, who we actually sit and think is doing something.
Crime.
Or, of course, Andrew Salter's remarkable book, Conditioned Reflex Therapy, to name only three. Or if it offends you that only the West is working to manufacture more crime and better criminals.
Against the modern shortages, I suggest Krasnogorsky's Primary Violence Motivation, or Seurat's The Unilateral Suggestion to Self-Destruction.
My dear Yen, as you grow older, grow more long-winded. Can't we get to the point? Has the man ever killed anyone? Why, is enough.
I apologize, my dear Dimitri. I keep forgetting that you're a young country and your attention span is limited.
Intention, go attention there. Come on, I do not spin all the way. Come by Connie Noni, Bill Latin, Dabbe, Beluke, Oletike. ọ̀rọ̀ yìí ó tó àpérò ọmọ ìrìnwó àìláṣọ lọ́rùn àpàká wa ni. In this room is just like the global world today, where so many of us are here together and doing things together, thinking that we are all in the best interest and betterment of our land. You are in this room, we are all there, and this is the world that they have painted for us. It is for you to wake up. It's the wake-up call for us today. And the second one is short. Many thanks to ITCAT who made me see this. It's short, but we need it. You know, there's something about message. You may leave the messenger and take the message, but it's important because this person spoke and the message is actually timely for all of us.
Territory for Africans. When an African becomes rich, his bank accounts are in Switzerland. He travels to France for medical treatments. He invests in Germany. He buys from Dubai. He consumes Chinese. He prays in Rome or Mecca. His children study in Europe. He travels to Canada, the USA, and Europe for tourism. When he dies, he will be buried in his native country. Africa, cemetery for African. How then can a cemetery be developed? Africa.
Oda, eyin yan mi, this is the challenge that this man has brought to all of us today. That Africa is a cemetery. He might be right, he might be wrong, he is entitled to his opinion. This is a timely message for you and I. Many of us, when we say we do obodo oyinbo, there's a way we think that we have escaped. There's a way we think that kokonwa, but if you look it through, we are actually in the eye of the storm, and the storm, own shekini, is staring us in the face, not wanting us to move forward. It is the wake-up call. It is the wake-up call. It's going to be short and sweet like this. Don't forget the conspiracy, the global one. Don't forget the one where we say, it they even worry you yourself where you dey. We stand out for Washington, they do, and I am speaking from one of the international studios of Judas Spirit, but the message is simple. You need to wake up. Yes, we are in the overs. Some of us are even at home. We have been suffering so much and we don't know where to go to. But you can actually make the difference today. You can make the difference. No matter how much you invest in the land, if the people are not made, take away, it is zero. It is high time we began to invest in human development in Africa. And our children in the diaspora, human development in them, such that being black will be a pride to them. And this man, where we say is obviously not black, will not be speaking like this. Professor Lumumba spoke before we came on air, and he has spoken so much. We, as some, have decided to spend their time and life and energy to destroy. We have decided to build. Join us in building today. I can't say this loud enough, but if you are just joining us, you didn't miss so much. But somebody challenged us and told us Africa is a burial ground, is a cemetery for ideas, that people only go there to die. We can change the narrative today. It's a wake-up call. It's going to be short and sweet like this every day. Egbale kan si tori agudo jidide ki awa to wa lo wo nkan tawon yinbo so ni abala ere idaraya, the WhatsApp, sport WhatsApp, and then every other thing. The news day, show Arabic and everything. Join the radio. The radio is the only place that you can be made to get awesome content like this. Egbale kan si
It's a cemetery for Africa.
Africa is a cemetery for Africans. When an African becomes rich, his bank accounts are in Switzerland. He travels to France for medical treatments. He invests in Germany. He buys from Dubai. He consumes Chinese. He prays in Rome or Mecca. His children study in Europe. He travels to Canada, the USA, and Europe for tourism. When he dies, he will be buried in his native country. Africa is a cemetery for Africans. How then can a cemetery be developed? Africa is a cemetery for Africans. When an African becomes rich, his bank accounts are in Switzerland. He travels to France for medical treatments. Invests in Germany.
This is Dudu Spray FM, Pan African Radio.
You are welcome to today's morning spray. Cuckoo, 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 wake up, Africa, wake up, Africa, wake up, Africa, wake up. Your girl Aduke Ade is right here on the MIC this morning on today's wake up call. Ndewo wonyo, ndewo Aduke Ade, sonunko, sonana Aduke Ade. Ekutede wo, ekutede wo, nani Aduke Ade. Omo yi ololufe yin na lo wa lori kan wakati owe, pe ki gbogbo awon ma tulawo ki aji ti de. Wake up, it's the morning's wake-up call on Juju 3 FM. Do not forget, this is the first and only Pan-African, and we set out to do something to brand African entertainment. Your girl at the cafe right here on Juju 3 FM, don't you change that dial.
This is Juju Spray FM, Pan-African Radio.
If you are just joining us in our journey to the world over land and over sea, Morimu, it is on. This is a sport. What's up? This one at the combo edition. And you don't see this egbon where they look me. This egbon for Bodo Imbo. You know, say people wait there. Now, my true brother, David Moyes, new OT accused with me. VAR OT disrespect the West Ham after no penalty was called. Versus Liverpool, Cherry Benyon, VAR, computer not in show, Juro, now do we may talk am, no be me talk am, because last, now to check all these things again, oh, now they, Otida, only VAR, I mean, go to Kokonye, David Moyes accuses VAR of disrespect to West Ham. After no penalty calls, call versus Liverpool. And those of now we say, I see somebody, David Moyes, they look as now say, then we say, shout ye, Arsenal again, Olagbara. Well, I'm not going to talk about them because they vex me and they vex some. Honestly, they vex me. How person go see something and go see living and well, it's a lesson for all of us. VAR, let's make it better. Arsenal, well, top four, right? Hey, well, I know, well, if na African mind, I won't use Duan. I said there can still be a miracle. I don't know the kind of miracle, the miracle will be say for than die miracle for your enemy. Maybe like all the other clubs, wait there your back, go just decide, say they no do again. Africa, I pity you now with the kind of miracle you they look. So those other ones too now devil then they worship. Have you know it's all of us. Oh Lord, man, don't give us level playing ground. If you use them well, if you don't use them, I say go they look you. Chineke Allah Ubangiji, they don't do it, they won't do now. We remain. You better jarra. And I still this spot, what's up? And then David Moyes don't talk that one for your own side. And I see this one where we say they look me kolo kolo. Hey, boxing, you should want to fetch a yenye, but hey, would I don't want to fetch a yenye? Don't tell me, say now me talk. For it may wear Danny to face join go TO 3 in the exhibition. June 11 all the way in Yoya. Benny, I'm a barawani. Boxing Hall of a famous undefeated legend Floyd Money Mayweather will hold a press conference, and the press conference don't announce say whoa Amy Atiba boy I'm not be one. The event is dedicated to the loving memory of Mary Kate Kitty Lorianco, Mayweather's longtime assistant, who just died for April suddenly. I love this. Let us do our best to remember our true ones and our loved ones. And I'm using this to also commemorate the memories of one of my big aunts, where we say the wakeup will be holding today in Las Gidi. All road leads to Las Gidi, Benini, Lueko, Wenjele. If you want to join us, let us do it together. And Floyd Mayweather, they do his own too. Me, I do my own because it is Olodumare. That's better. Don't forget, it's to the spree. We start out back for Washington. I am speaking from one of the international studios. Like Olodumare, send us. Now, we they do. And then, do reach this side where we say, if they look us and we they look am Koro Koro na horsey, 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 racy. They do us. I like us, no, we say USO. Yes, us racing. I can't say that they do us. Us racing. This one are Scottish. Now, Scotland, this one take me to Scottish Grand National Protest. Sees 24 animal rights activists. Ben, you see, when they were doing the us racing, 24 people just enter, say, you don't have right to do the animal like this. Send them back to the zoo. No, be zoo safe. Send them back to the wildlife. Now, there they belong to. You hear me? He says, send them back to the wildlife. Say, now, there they belong to. Stop using them. So, these people, now, Olopa can't do anything. Can't hold them. See, the Olopa, they hold them. Those of now we did the podcast, the radio, they listen to us. Many thanks for joining us. This is the only place we can be. There is no place like home. In your beginning to identify, say you know be slave. The beginning I say make you identify with do this with you. Because this is our own, no? Everybody they do their own. We to let us do our own, fix our own. And by the time we are done, we're proud of Africa. And at the fixation of Africa go make me carry you go this yonder side. And our South Africa, it's a mini low Saudi by lay in it to rape. I am the true son of the soil of me. I am proud of my indigenous game. For South Africa, I see as they take do this one. I don't know whether you don't see them before, but now the sport, what's up? And our indigenous game, we they give you this one, carry us go South Africa. Benny, this game is called Jukes K. Big pick on Junkanoni, you don't see him. Benny, Juske is believed to have been originated around 1743. Hey, 1743, Oyibo. Why is it that, okay, I don't blame Oyibo, I blame us. Why is it that we are not promoting this? Judas Free is here to wake you up, to make you remember all this. And in the 1743, in the Cape of Good Hope in South Africa, developed by transport riders who traveled with ox drag wagon. New Rusha Mogamati Wawa Watanti Wagun Let's Mwamashe Juske. The use of wooden pins of the yoke, and the yoke is a juice divider, where we call Ske of the oxen is thrown at a stick that was planted in the middle of the ground. The game was also played during the Great Trek. It was played by the farmers on the beaches. So, Wankoma Juba and Ibujuba, this game became organized sport around the year 1939 when the first union was established and rules were formalized. So, what are the basic rules now? Juske, now here we go play today. Teach your children. The dimension of Juske field distance given the closest pin, that's about 9 meters between each other. They remind me of this one, the rolling pin where then they play for Bodo Ibo. The object of the game is to knock over the peg that is planted in the sandwich of a distance. So you must knock over the peg and you will be just a juju. The first team to get the 23 points first win the game, and the game gets more because more team gets more than 23 points, and they will just start from zero again. It is playing on a field consists of two pits just opposed in the opposite direction, so that each time a team member knocks over the peg, he gets 3 points. If the peg wasn't knocked out, the team lying closest to the position of the peg scores as many points as they have skates over the peg more than the opponent. This is another game for you. We have shown you the way. It is left for us to do better for ourselves. This is Jodo Spray and your girl Ajo. Okay, I get here they do. I'm like Olodumare, send you and I. And the message where he sent for us and say make we develop Africa. And in the development of Africa, we guys do better for ourselves. Taking you fast forward much is just for us to do the right thing and do better. And because of this, don't worry, today we will fix Africa. You and I will fix it. Benny, we don't have any choice. And in the fixing, the fixation of Africa, support Dudu Spirit live on radio, we are 247, and so many content day where we say you go love. And as you do, say Olodumare too, go do better for you. You know you're going today, download Dudu Spirit Radio, share them. Yes, the app, that's the Play Store and the Google Play Store, the iOS and the Android device. Dudu Spirit Radio, no, and share it with somebody today. And apart from that, as you move today, don't forget to regret is more painful than failure. You are not made wise by the recollection of the past, but by doing better for your future. So as it is good today, donate Dudu Spirit. Donate to us. Donate for us. Yes, you can donate to us on our website, www.duduspirit.com. Donate to us there. You see the PayPal link, and we have been trying to also do better. If we sell international currencies, you'll be able to do direct debit. We many thanks to Inda Mola and Cypher who have been working around the clock for that. Yes, so Dudu Spirit is a concatenation of so many awesome minds. You may be hearing my voice every day, but many volunteers across the globe, from America to Asia, to Europe to Africa, to everywhere across the globe, Antarctica. So even when we they go inside the space, we did there. So support us. We will fix Africa, make Africa great. That's one thing we are after. And you can also donate for us on a point where the reason for the donate, make it to the speed, they go give them to us. I want your back in them TV elders. None here, no she baby look at Shabuko. Why do you have Global Transformation Limited to fit collector and that one at the Global Youth 0714456525 Guarantee Trust Bank me. So for more than everything you get, maybe say you won't do, you feel do better, reach us. Contact us for sponsorship, advert, anything where you won't do. The number is simple. Call us, SMS us, WhatsApp us, do this official line now. +1212256917 +1212256917 And if you see any information, maybe say if you do Africa better, ensure to take it to the studio lines, which is +1253948-0573. Let us see +1253948-0573. Everything what you do, please send the receipt money or donation or sponsorship or anything where you do. The teenagers are getting said. The tall TDH are getting said. Tall, dark, and handsome. Yet so, we will be storming Unilag. Then in TDH, Unilag, we were intermediate. The men are storming Unilag. The ladies storm Echo. The men are also stormy, and these are young men, tall, dark, and handsome. Tall not just in height, but tall in dreams. Tall in dreams. Support us, you'll be glad you did. For other infos and inquiries, please info us at dudospirit.com, info at dudospirit.com, or better still, ajoke ade at dudospirit.com. dudospiritofficial@gmail.com, they there too, please do better for us today. The live radio continues because your girl. The kukuruku for this yonder side continues, and I will not stop until Africa become better. I don't know about you, Egba. See, I love you so much. Don't change the dial. The news continues shortly. We are the treasure of the soil. Egba.
This is Dudu Spray FM, Pan-African Radio.
You are welcome to today's morning spray.
Kukuruku.
Wake up, Africa. Your girl Aduke Ade is right here on the MIC this morning on today's Wake Up Call.
Today, I am Aduke Ade.
Wake up, it's the morning wake up call on Jujutsu 3 FM. Do not forget, this is the first and only Pan-African radio, and we set out to do something rebranding African entertainment. Your girl at the day right here on Jujutsu 3 FM. Don't you change that dog.
This is the spray.
I see different cultures and different people's way. Children crying on the streets. Automobiles are making noise. The land is growing dry and weak. Spirits dying low. The forefathers are calling me and never tire, never weaken. The pride in me is bursting loose. An African boy. At my feet and say a few prayers. Then he told me all the stories of my brave ancestors. Said, look into my eyes, son, you were born to be great. So in the twilight I went home behind my father with a hoe, listening to the songs of birds. Whispers of the night I was singing. Seven goats, seven beats, seven cowries, seven nuts, seven lives, that's what I've got.
This is Dudu Spray FM, Pan-African Radio. This is the news coming to you live from Dudu Spray FM.
Good day. Welcome to Dudu Spray Newsroom. These are top stories across the world within the last 24 hours in various African languages.
Doodles Free FM, the first and good day, ladies and gentlemen. You're welcome to Doodles Free FM, the first and only Pan-African radio. I am Ayodeji Fumilayo. Welcome to Global Gist. First, let's take the headlines. Canadian Special Forces on the ground amid evacuation raids. Iran court orders U.S. Obama to pay $313 million for terrorist attack. Fears over food and security mount as fragile ceasefire holds in Sudan. Now the news in details. Canadian military personnel, including Special Forces members, are already on the ground in Sudan to assist the evacuation effort as rival military leaders battle for control of the country, multiple sources tell Global News. Three sources told Global News the CAF task force includes both regular forces and members of the Canadian Special Operation Forces. It's not clear when the task force arrived in Sudan, but the group has been planning the extraction of Canadian citizens as the brutal conflict stretches into its second week. The sources said the Special Forces members have also been tasked with force protection efforts. More than 11 days into the crisis in Sudan, roughly 150 Canadians have been evacuated from the country out of 700 who have requested assistance. Global Affairs Minister Melanie Joly told reporters in Ottawa Wednesday morning. Joly said that more than 1,800 Canadians in Sudan are registered with the federal government. As of Tuesday night, at least 1,700 had been contacted by the government. Iran court orders U.S. Obama to pay $313 million for terrorist attack. An Iranian court has ruled the United States government and a member of individuals and entities, including former President Barack Obama, must pay compensation for 2017 attack carried out by the armed group ISIL, ISIS. The court in the capital issued a verdict on Wednesday based on complaints by families of three people killed and six wounded during the June 2017 attacks in Tehran, according to the official news website of the judiciary. The building of the Iranian parliament and the mausoleum of the founder of Iran's current establishment, Ruhollah Khomeini, were targeted during the daylight assault that killed 17 people in total. The court ruled $9.95 million needs to be paid to compensate for financial damages, while $104 million and $199 million are for moral and punitive damages, respectively, with a total nearing $313 million. Those convicted in the case include the U.S. government, Obama, former President George Bush, Central Command, CENTCOM, and its former commander, Tommy Franks, the Central Intelligence Agency, the Treasury Department, weapon manufacturer Lockheed Martin, and American Airlines Group. None of the named entity or individuals is believed to hold any asset under Iranian control that could be seized, and the court did not say how the compensation order would be carried out. As to why the U.S. is being blamed for the attacks, the website cited comments by American officials about the fundamental role played by the U.S. in organizing and guiding terrorist groups. Fears over food and security mounts as fragile ceasefire holds in Sudan. The violence in Sudan has impacted the free flow of goods in the country, leading to an insufficient food supply amidst a worsening battle between two army generals. The United Nations recently warned of dire shortages of food, water, medicine, and fuel, especially in Khartoum and the neighboring surroundings. Thousands of residents have fled the cars, but the remaining majority are now facing inadequate food supply, with prices skyrocketing in a country that was already in dire situation before the violence began. We say to Emedeti, "Oh brother, war is a loss for the Sudanese people. Everything has become expensive, and to our brother Bern, stop this war and find us a radical solution to this war, or else Sudan will completely collapse. And all Sudanese will be displaced. everyone left and fled, there was no food for all of these problems. We were all countrymen living together. There was no food, said Barir Ahmad, a construction worker. The fighting has killed at least 459 people and wounded more than 4,000, according to UN agencies. A total of 14 hospitals have been shelled since fighting erupted as the remaining people scramble for the few resources. We are worried about the prices and worried about where to go. The problem is that the danger comes to us. It is we, civilians, who are suffering. We are living in these conditions and we are barely making a living. Anything we sell, we are living off of it. No one is stealing, no one is looting. We just want to work to feed our children, said AJK Wal Akwani, a construction worker from South Sudan. The fighting between the rival generals, which has involved air strikes and artillery exchanges, has killed hundreds of people and left some neighborhoods of Greater Khartoum in ruin. Many thanks for joining us on Global Gist today. I remain Ayodeji Fomilayo. Stay tuned.
Salamu alaykum, usmi ya bonifisa, wagani klimliku fras and dudu spray FM, devis al akbar, and yulukasim sul kalam. Arrajil min dar ana Russia al usma, Alex Galgal K, bitawil fusijin. Rais ana China al usma Jinping, bihaji awal bakan funas ana Russia, fudar ana Ukraine. Bahrain, Galgal K, who saw a halas, Bidobu Khali, Rais Al Usma Biden, Khalijiri Fu, Al Dasana Bakanan, Alan Ishirin Ishirin Arba Bajida. Al Bahra Gajil, Malinu Mia Sito Stamani Saba Nas, Min Saudi Arabia, Min Sudan, the Wassel of Saudi Arabia. Pope Francis, Hala Khali Awin Kula Khaliji, Yukutu Deno Fu, the Sana Bakana, Bishop Hanam. Kula kalam. Anadu min dar ana Russia al usuma Alex karabu fusi jinu ke bitawul fusi jin bile ma yislu mala fu kala malu gara gara ke hubas khalla al duas khaliya sal fu dar ana Russia ma Ukraine hubas khalla khali momat waidin hisilu ashan usuma ga fuga gaga ke fu kula sha hisi da mai khallu khala mugmin la sijin bitawul bilin wa nas lin bizuru wadu fusi jin الناس الأسكر وبتام ناس أنا الناس أنا شريعة دي بس الكلام الغالو رئيس أنا تشاينا لوسما زينبينجين كيكي بدوب حجي أول بكان فو ناس أنا يوكرين من دواس أنا بي ناس أنا روشي دا تم حسا ماشي سنة تنين أن راجل هو بس قال هو بس خطو فو قدر خليجي حجي فو كلام أنا الآفي الآفي فو دار أنا روشيا وما يوكرين هو بس نادو خليجي كلم خلي كملو duasum da al duas ana rosha ma ukrasa ga yamshi sana tinen wiya su kula makamulu nas ana rosha mabru fu duasum da wonas ana ukre kula maso khala khali gu fashe mala anas ana rosha da mabru ba gufu debes khala khali hajule rais al kabira ana china khali rasil nas khali yamshi fudar ana ukraine u rosha khali ju hajule ki keb kamulu duasum da shen mala ma inde ras khali duasum da tawil bilin عشان مالا هموم دار اي وايدين بس ده بس كلام انا رئيسة انا تشاينة كي بسو كل شافو جدودها بشيغل كي الدار انا روشيا ودار انا يوكرين دا ودواسم دا وقفو خدمو جمين عشان مالا قالو قال كي الدواس انا الدار تنين دا ما قاب خلي خلي اكونومي هاقو باقا عادين وناس المساكين بس قاية تابو دو بس بلو خابو كمولو دوازتين دس تلاتة سنة فو دواسنام دا الراجع لسما بارني ساندال قال كي هو دل من جران انا رئيسة فو United States كي بدور خلي راجل اسما جو بايدن خلي اندس فو بكان دا خلي يبس با كل رئيسة عشان مالا قاية كي جو بايدن اند كل قدرة بقدر بشكل فوق دارم ما بدو خلي راجل نادو دونا ترامب دا خلي يدس فو الرئيسة عشان مالا كان دس دا كل خواماتو متلف وكل بشيل قروس با كل دي بس قاية كي هو دل تيت فو رئيسة انا اسما جو بايدن خلي يجري فو رئيسة انا 2024 يجري قاية كي هو هاما الرئيس الاول الأولان الأسمى جو بايدن خليجي رفو البكان الشمالي كي الرئيس الأولان ده إنده كل القدرة الباك ده بالليس فوق يو اس اي قدام ده بس خلا خلي هو يجيفتت خليجي ري النادو مالجارة معايا الراجل الأسمى ساندر الجارة براجل الأسمى جو بايدن فو الالكشن هنا ما شالو 2020 فاد ده هو بجو هو براجل النادو دونالد ترامب أما هسلا هو جا كبيرو وجيفتت ليه خلي الراجل الأسمى جو بايدن خلي يكمل الخدمة له بعدا يكي بهامي بكل قدرة بشكل كي الراجل الأسمى جو بايدن ده أقل الرئيسة البخرة شالت ألف وستة وست سبع ناس من دار أنا سودان عشان دواصل قايات دا دابا وصلت في دار أنا سعودي والناس قايدين الآفي الناس أنا سعودية قالوا قموا وسلموا وانتم بيت وانتم أكل خليها كله والناس الفضل كان بدو بمشي يشولهم عشان مالا الدواس أنا سودان دا ماشي حامي شديد البوب أنا فرانسيس خلا خليها وين كله خليها مرقوا بلا بيجوا بدوسوا الناس دابا كان الناس أنا بيشوف حقهم خليه يشولوا الناس اللي هم بدوروا الأول ما بخسروا خليها وين بس أما هو دا خلا خليها وين هم كله خليها مرقوا برا خليه يكلموا خليه يحجوا النادو ما هم بدوروا خليها قليل بيشوف دا شكرا لبس الأخبار أنا لوكاس
Different people's ways. I was born where the sun never sets and never rises. I was born where the heat is like a second skin. Streets, automobiles are making noise. The land is growing dry and weak. Spirits dying low. The forefathers are calling me and never tire, never weaken. The pride in me is bursting loose. An African boy. At my feet and say a few prayers.
This is Do the Spray FM, Pan African Radio.